Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, on Tuesday, we spent a whole hour on this show talking about teen depression and anxiety and about the alarming rise in the number of teenage suicides. But of course, we know it's not only teenagers at risk, and students are also one of the very high risk groups, which is seeing an increase in the number of young people deciding to take their own lives. It's always particularly bad at this time of year with exams and final assignments looming. And I know Eusebius hosted a really interesting show on the student mental health issue just a couple of weeks ago. I was listening in my car that day and it was riveting stuff. But it's a topic that I think we have to revisit and revisit regularly in the face of what is actually happening on the ground. And Monique Mortlock of the Eyewitness News team has been looking into the matter here in Cape Town. Monique, the stats are very worrying, aren't they?
Yes, Pippa. I just got back from UCT with the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training. They were conducting a site visit just to check in on the situation at UCT in light of last week's unrest. We had a couple of days of students protesting, disrupting classes, disrupting tests, and in it, the students who were there, they mentioned all of these issues that are still prevalent on the campus, one of them being what you mentioned, the mental health issues, and how they feel management is failing to address it adequately.
So let's talk a little bit about what's contributing to that problem, because we know that the issue of fees is central to a lot of students' mental health. There is the undeniable stress of students who are struggling, even if they've got a place at varsity, struggling to pay for accommodation, struggling to pay for food, and all the knock-on effects of that. There is the stress of knowing that the cost of them being at varsity is hard on their families. There is obviously the academic stress of trying to succeed in the course, particularly at this time of year. So a lot of different pressures playing into this. And I know there are dedicated student health services. I mean, there have been since my days at varsity, which are longer ago than I care to admit. And I know UCT, just a year or so ago, Max Price put out a circular. It was April 2016, saying they'd set up a dedicated student care line to try and augment the service being offered by campus health. But it obviously hasn't worked to the extent they would like to. Monique, do we have a sense of how many suicides there have been on campus this year?
According to Dr. Price, he says that there have been 6 deaths in less than a year, I think in about 8 or so months, that have been due to unnatural causes. He used that term because he was careful in using the term suicides, because he said not all of them have been classified as suicides, but all of them are due to unnatural causes. So it could have been so there are different factors leading to those deaths. Some of them had drug overdose, some had students jumping off of buildings, so different causes. So he was quite careful to use the term suicide. But then we had the SRC President Karabo Kakau telling me those were suicides. We know they were suicides because the students did it to themselves. Clearly, they didn't see any other option, any other outlet, and this is what led to their deaths. Mm. So we have these different people saying different things about the deaths. But Price was also careful in or he made sure to mention all those different all these various things that the university are doing to help anyone struggling with mental health issues, like the 24-hour care line. But then we had Karabu Kakao saying, yeah, but it's not enough. We still have students who feel isolated, who feel alone, who feel they can't talk to anyone about their financial problems. And this is why they commit suicide. This is what leads to depression. This is why you are seeing an increase. And this is what Price mentioned. He said that we've seen about 1 or 2 more suicides per year in the last couple of years at UCT. And this is worrying. This does concern management. And this is why they're taking these mental health issues and concerns so seriously.
I mean, the stats are scary. I'm looking back on that article from last year, and his letter last year, he pointed to the fact that there had been, that they knew of 18 attempted suicides at UCT in 2015, that in 2016 they had recorded 1 or 2 deaths due to suicide each year in the previous few years. If that figure is now up to possibly 6, if not more, that's not even counting attempts that weren't successful, it's a significant increase in a short space of time. time. So statistically, yes, still a small percentage when you consider that there are 26,000 plus students at the institution. But the fact that it is on the rise and at such a rate is very, very worrying. Monique Mortlock, thanks for the investigation, which no doubt is an ongoing one. And of course, to say it's not only UCT grappling with this issue, of course it's not. We've seen suicides reported on several campuses this year, including CPUT in Mowbray, including the terrible incident in Braamfontein at Wits, my own alma mater, where a student jumped to their death from one of the residence buildings, etc. So we scraped, I feel like we scraped the surface on Tuesday, and I think there was so much useful information shared with us during that live studio audience with pointers for parents in particular. I guess the message today is don't think that because your child has finished school and is through that immediate pressure point that we're all worried about in the teenage years, don't think that this is no longer something you have to be concerned about, and keep on making the effort to reach out and stay in touch and check in on their mental health, even if they have moved away from you to head into the varsity space.